Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hey, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans. Now sit in your seat. Jonathan Stone is absolutely one of them. We're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is good friend Jonathan Stone, who is the co-founder of Impact the Change. He is passionate about helping children and addressing childhood food insecurity problems in the community while making a difference for future generations. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Man, I've enjoyed knowing you for a couple of years, seeing who you are and what you do, and you've made some massive changes recently. And the green room conversation is always relevant for me, and I'm so glad you're part of the show. And I'd love the audience to get to know you better through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Food insecurity.
Now, we're in the United States of America. We're in this country where we would assume that those two words don't belong in a sentence associated with the United States of America. So it's shocking to hear that. It's shocking to hear what you're doing and how you're helping. Jonathan, tell me more.
So 13.1 million children go to bed hungry every single night. 50% of all food gets thrown away, goes in the landfill. And I'm talking fresh, nutritious food, fruits and vegetables, meats, dairy. And it's just absolutely ridiculous, like you said, in the United States for this to happen. So what we ended up doing was taking shipping containers and turning them into solar refrigerated food pantries. So instead of food going to landfills, it goes into communities that the food is needed. And we can help bring people up and give them hope and happiness and help the communities thrive.
Wow. That is so cool. This is one of those questions I ask, but could you share, how do you have credibility to do what you do?
You know, I think really the way we have credibility is when people show up. When people show up to get involved, they back up what they can say. When we're out there, we've been out there since the beginning of March when COVID first hit. Now, we've been dealing with food insecurity for a long time, but now the need got huger because so much more food was going to landfills. And when we got these built up, it was hard for us to get volunteers because of COVID. Everybody was freaked out. But, the electricians union showed up. A lot of people came in who could. We wore masks. Police rolled up on us every once in a while. And we, we're like, we are essential. We're essential, And we started building it. But the credibility part, I think, really, for me, the biggest impact is when we fired that bad boy up and one of the major food distributors, Sysco, pulled a big 18-wheeler truck and filled it up with fresh perishable food from dairy to meats and vegetables and everything. And that to me was them saying, it's okay, you've done it. We trust you. They're a $50 billion company. I'm this small little company. And they're like, we're with you. Let's help people thrive.
And you've already, in terms of what you've set up, how many people have you fed so far?
Oh my God. Each week it's tens and tens of thousands of people all over. They're saying the new trailer that we just sent to Atlanta will do about 200,000 meals every single month. Our estimates, each container is like 40 foot. So they can hold about 40,000 pounds of food, which turns out to about 33,000 pounds. I mean, 33,000 meals every single month, which comes out to about 2 million meals a year. Actually, I apologize, 33,000 meals a week.
Wow.
About 2 million for each trailer. Now we have like three or four going, and our goal is to build at least another 40 or 50 of them this year.
And I think that leads into that question is, how do you go about sharing your credibility? I think you answered that, but what did I not cover?
Well, sharing, if anybody wants to help and be more involved, we can use all the help we can get. We're burning and churning and knocking these out, and funding always helps. And you can reach out to us here on LinkedIn or impactthechange.org. I mean, people don't realize what goes in behind the scenes. Like every week I have to rent a car. staying in hotels, staying in different places, actually being able to find a place, places to eat. It's really hard right now with everything shutting down, but that's how people can help. Really volunteering, showing up financially, that helps because, you know, say it's $50,000, but that community will be fed. There'll be over 2 million meals every single year. It's not just, you know, it's a one-time fee, and we just keep serving and feeding. And this food doesn't go to landfills, no methane gas. So please check out impactthechange.org and donate and help us out. We really need it.
I love that. And I just want to make it clear for those that are how you actually demonstrate your credibility is you're actually doing it. You put your existing business on hold to focus on this because of the importance of what it is and what needs to happen. And you're making this happen yourself each and every day, and you're showing up. Yeah. And so I'm going to say, if you're listening or watching this, you need to show up. If food insecurity are two words, if that phrase is something that you never expected to happen in the United States, and you're looking to figure out how we can fix that, Jonathan Stone is your answer. And Jonathan, can you tell me again that website?
Yeah, it's impactthechange.org. Please volunteer, reach out, email us. We'd be honored to talk to you. If you guys need help yourselves, or you have a city or church or temple that needs one of these units, please reach out. I mean, we're helping a breed from the active military. And just to say how much I appreciate Mitchell, I've had to cancel on him so many times since COVID, and I felt terrible. So thank you so much for being able to reschedule me, because we're just out there. We're out there every single day and in this heat, putting up solar panels and doing it. But we're getting the food out there.
Oh, I love it. And anything to help you. You're actually spectacular. And I'm, Jonathan, thank you so much for actually being the human you are and doing what you're doing. And I'm so honored. And I just want to say thank you for being you.
It's my honor. Thank you for having us, letting us share what we're doing. We got this. It's not impossible. We can end food insecurity together.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So you guys know what to do. Not just click on the like button, but share with your friends, including the URL, so that you can donate and help support what Jonathan and his team are doing. Oh my goodness. It has to happen. You've got to get involved. You've got to make it happen. Jonathan, thanks again, guys. Thanks for following through, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.